coming up on All Access.
We're across the pond. We're going to have ball tonight. Help me, my three. 1, 2, 3.
Help me.
Brady.
Fires wide open. Touchdown. Rob Gronkowski.
And he's got a little jiggle wiggle in the hip skill.
Don't let up.
Team on three.
1, 2, 3.
Yeah. He wasn't the stereotypical jock going to play Division I college football. He was the opposite. He was a kid that when he walked around the school, you wouldn't know he was an athlete at all, other than the fact that he was 6'5 and 240.
We had fun. I called it Police Academy 6, football players in training. We had all our gray sweatsuits and running through drills in the mud of Hyde Park.
Playing professional quarterback's not easy, but playing starting receiver's not easy either.
Patriots took London by storm, putting together their most consistent performance of the season and treating the locals to some real good American football. Welcome to Patriots All Access, everyone. I'm Steve Burton. New England sits at 5-3 after 8 games, the same record as a year ago at the halfway mark. We'll examine the Patriots team as they head into their bye week. But first, we look back at the sights and sounds of their impressive win over the Rams.
The sights and sounds of the game are brought to you by Bose, the official sound of the Patriots.
Dang, it's that American music.
Go all week, get to 5-3.
Let's go, let's go!
We're across the pond, we're going to hit a ball tonight. LB's out there, 1, 2, 3!
LB!
Yeah!
We can't wait for the game to start, we got to start the game!
Work out, fellas.
It's been a business trip, let's take care of business.
Time to work.
Hit squad on three, 1, 2, 3,
hit squad!
Brady awaiting the shotgun snap from Wendell. He's got it. Brady back to throw. Looks. Fires to the right. End zone open. Touchdown. That goes to Brandon Lord.
We had some real good third down conversions right there. That was a nice job. Kept the drive alive.
Bradford back to throw. Flares it to the right. Caught there by Richardson and is going to be brought down. Vincent Wilfork.
I saw the back do the wide. That's why I just ran with him because I heard him saying screen coming to the line.
Empty backfield for Brady. Snap to Brady. Stands in the pocket. Fires to the end zone and is caught. Touchdown. Again, the Gronker.
Let it go, man. Let it go, man.
Back to throw. Fires. Ben. Touchdown. Quick slant. Touchdown.
Goals and your standards so high, okay, so high, it's unbelievable. No penalties, no dumb football, on top of everything, just set your standards so high that you keep going out there and busting your ass to get them.
Play action fake, Brady. Fires wide open. Touchdown, Rob Gronkowski.
And he's got a little jiggle wiggle in the hip skill.
It's like doing a triple shuffle.
And the Patriots roll over the St. Louis Rams.
All right, fellas, look, that's what we've been talking about now. Everybody doing their job. We just got to, that's the way we got to play. Everybody's got to bring their best. Everybody working together, all three units complementing each other. So congratulations. You guys did a hell of a job today. All right, we came out here, we took care of business. All right. But you should enjoy this one because you earned it. You earned it. And you earned one day next week, but I want Thursday to be a good day. Fellas, we got another half of the season to go. Congratulations. 5:15 a.m. on the bus.
Hey, it's all about the team, man. Team on three. One, two, three, seven.
Today's Coffee with the Coach is brought to you by Dunkin' Donuts.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down with the coach now as we talk about the bye week. First of all, 5-3. Congratulations. You're at the bye week. Let's go back to London, though. You know, a week ago, we land at 9 o'clock. You get to the hotel. That's a tough trip. That's a long trip. You have media obligations. And you decide to do a walkthrough right across the street at Hyde Park. How'd that all go over in London?
Well, it was good. It was a pretty brisk day, probably around 40 degrees. So I think we got outside. I think the cool air kind of woke us all up. And we were able to get moving, run around a little bit. Take in the park, run a few plays, and kind of get our mind on football, but also just wake up and get into the day. And I thought the players handled it well. We got a good night's sleep Friday, and Saturday was a normal Saturday for us.
Based on the results, any chance maybe we'll do one in Foxborough Common, you know, coming up here soon with a couple home games that you have coming up?
That might be fun.
All right, after absorbing the game and, you know, the outcome and the whole trip and getting back, obviously you've watched the tape. What'd you take away from the whole London experience, the game, the 3 days of travel, and everything that was involved?
Well, I think the players deserve an awful lot of credit. You know, coming off of the Seattle trip and then a real tough game in overtime against the Jets, they really rallied and came together on Tuesday. It was our first day game plan, and so we moved things up a day in the week, and we got a lot done before we left and went out there. And then after the long trip and everything, they really did a good job of turning it around, of making the adjustment and transition into a different, you know, time zone, a different stage setting with the field, the video boards on the field, the lighting, just a whole different environment. But they really stayed focused, did their job, and I didn't think we got distracted by a lot of the things that were going on. We just tried to go out there and play good football. And overall, we played a pretty solid game. Not perfect, but it was pretty good.
But most complete game to date? You know, from all three phases, kicking game, defense, you know, obviously on offense, we didn't see Zoltan until later in the game.
Yeah, probably that in Tennessee, yeah.
All right, thanks, Coach. When Coach returns later in the show, we'll talk about the bye week, but more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We follow Chandler Jones' path to the NFL.
Chandler was a leader. He was our captain, so he was looked to in the school community as a kid who was going to lead.
But first, we sit down with Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
Playing professional quarterback's not easy, but playing starting receiver's not easy either.
You are watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of service to their clients. By Bank of America, the official bank of the New England Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
I'm Christian Fourier with this week's edition of Point Counterpoint Debate. All right, we're at the midway point of the season, and other than Tom Brady, who is the Patriots' most valuable player? We're going to start with Andy's replacement, Paul Perillo.
If I can't go with Tom Brady, I have to go with the guy he throws to most often. Obviously, that's Wes Welker. Despite a slow start when they had him on the bench, Welker continues to be the focal point of the passing game. 60 catches, over 700 yards, and anytime Tom Brady needs a play, he looks for number 83.
Look, Gronk's the guy. All of a sudden, you look up and his stats are equal to his record-setting pace last year. And then remember early in the season when we thought he was getting off to a slow start? One of the things he was doing was protecting Tom Brady while the offensive line was having its early struggles. He's the most valuable player.
All right, Gronk is a great choice. And I tell you what, if I was giving out an award for best end zone dance, he would get it. But I'm going to take Welker. Why? He's tied for the NFL in receptions with 60. He's on pace to catch 120 passes. That's pretty good for a guy that wasn't even involved in the first week of the season. All right, I'm Christian Fourier, and this is this week's edition of Point Counterpoint Debate.
For the most compelling Patriots talk in season, listen to Patriots Football Weekly in Progress every Tuesday through Thursday from noon to 2 p.m.
Welcome back to All Access, everybody. The Patriots hit their bye week in their customary position, which is in first place in the AFC East. Dan Rhodes tells us that the bye comes at a perfect time.
They're a little jet-lagged and banged up. So this week's bye was more than welcome in the Patriots locker room following their impressive in all three phases of the game romp over the Rams in London.
That's huge to have that kind of momentum going to the bye. It's time for us to go on a run now. I think it's time for us to try to string together some wins, and hopefully we can do that. But to be able to have that confidence and play a complete game as a, you know, all three units in sync, it was big for us going to the bye.
And after playing five of their first eight games away from home, including monster trips to Seattle and London, the Pats were looking forward to a little R&R this weekend.
You know, it's going to be a lot of rest, a lot of sleep for me, and just letting the body, you know, recover and do its own thing.
This is a nice bye week because it's right in the middle of the season, so it's a perfect, you know, time to get your rest and, you know, get the guys back that are a little bit banged up, and then just that extra rest helps everybody.
Back to throw, Brady comes to the near side, and is caught there by Welker, first down, and it looks like he hurt himself on the catch.
Meanwhile, the bye week also brings healing time, with several Pats players needing some rest to nurse some injuries.
Right now, getting healthy and being ready to play is the most important thing, so I'll be around here.
And it is intercepted by the Patriots.
After starting the season 1-2, the Pats are beginning to right their ship, having won two straight and four of their last five games.
You just got to improve on, you know, the small things, and that's what Coach always tells us. You know, it's the last few plays or the minor plays that make the biggest differences in our game. So for us, that's just what we have to improve on, you know, on offense and defense. It's not just one area of the game.
A year ago, after eight games, the Patriots were also 5-3, but they were coming off losses at Pittsburgh and at home against the Giants. That team went on to win eight straight games en route to their Super Bowl run. As for this year's team, we'll know a lot more starting a week from Sunday when the Pats host the Bills here at Gillette Stadium. From the CBS scene in Foxborough, for Patriots All Access, I'm Dan Roach.
Pulled from the pages of Patriots Football Weekly is this interesting fact. Before Bill Belichick took over as head coach in 2000, the Patriots had never drafted or had a player on their active roster with the first name Antoine. Since then, there has been an Antoine Smith, an Antoine Spann, an Antoine Harris, and an Antoine Womack with the team, but never an Antoine, the proper French spelling of the name Anthony. For the most up-to-date Patriots analysis, check out the latest edition of Patriots Football Weekly.
Welcome back to All Access. For the second time in 4 years, the Patriots enjoyed a successful trip abroad, once again winning the game in convincing fashion. While in the UK, there was a chance to experience some unique things. Let's look back at the Patriots' trip to London.
The Patriots arrived in London on Friday morning on the Red Eye Express. Then without delay, they were introduced to the world's press awaiting them.
You know, just got off the bus, obviously just landed here, so we'll try to get reorganized.
Morning. How you guys doing? It's nice to get on the flight and get over here and try to get ready to win a football game.
After a short rest, it was time for practice. But this was no ordinary practice. This was old school. As players rested, an advanced team went to work, transforming Hyde Park, one of London's most famous parks, into a practice facility for this American football team. The players arrived smiling and enjoying this rare opportunity.
We had fun. I called it Police Academy 6, football players in training. We had all our gray sweatsuits and running through drills in the mud of Hyde Park. You know, it felt like we were back in high school. So I think everyone got the enjoyment that just to run out there like a bunch of young kids, it was an experience that none of us will ever forget.
Then it was off to Parliament, Patriots owner Robert Kraft was greeted by Lord Pendry.
This is Lord Pendry.
Welcome to the Mother of Parliaments.
Who gave the group a tour of this historic building, including the Great Hall, House of Lords, and much more.
You have this made up for you.
Trafalgar Square was the backdrop for the introduction of these football stars to the fans of Europe.
Please welcome the New England Patriots!
Well, there's a lot more Patriot fans here than we certainly expected.
Is the fandom over Gronk? Is that international?
He is crazy.
Game over, another win, and it was time to go home. Weather became all the talk. Time moved slowly. Some slept. Others played. Then word came. An attempt to make it home ahead of the storm.
As we are about to leave, we need to fasten your seatbelt.
And in true Patriot fashion, beat the odds and made it home safe.
Today's no-nonsense conversation with the coach is brought to you by SBLI, Teddy Bruschi's choice for life insurance. Visit SBLI.com for a free quote.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Coach returns, joins me now. Let's talk about the bye week. Long way to go. A lot of regular season games left. As you look ahead here and you're sitting there and you're looking at the schedule, what do you tell a team, you know, that's young that, hey, here we are at the midpoint, even though you had four games in the preseason, you got a lot of football left to go here.
Well, absolutely. And I think all it means is we're in position. I think there are a lot of teams that are in position that are going to fight for it down to the wire, and we're one of them. And it'll all be about, you know, what we do from here on out. It's an eight-game season, and every game becomes more important now. There's not 16 anymore. We're just down to eight. So every week's a big week. Every play is a big play. Every day of preparation is a big day for us that we can't get back. So I think it just heightens our awareness and our intensity, hopefully. And we'll have to. Everything just becomes that much more important because there are fewer of them left.
I think I asked you this at week five, and you've always stated, I think I know what type of football team I have. But I think the bye comes at a pretty good time for you guys. It's right at the midpoint. Assess what you like most about your team right now, what you've seen through half a year.
Well, I think they work pretty hard, and we seem to be pretty resilient. We've had our ups and downs, but I don't think we've gotten too high or too low, and we've been able to bounce back. Even in the Arizona game when we were down, we fought back to the end to have a chance, and certainly we've missed some opportunities along the way, but even in the games that we lost, we were very competitive the following week in practice and in the games, and so I think if we just keep improving, if we can just do things a little better than what we're doing them, that that there'll be some good results in the future. But we've got to improve. It's not good enough where it is right now. But we are in decent position. We are competitive. We just got to take it to higher ground.
All right, time now for the Ace Ticket Twitter question of the week, and it comes from @MikeIngersoll. Now, little twist here, based on we had Halloween this past week. I want you to take a look at the monitor right here. Pretty neat little costume getup this guy has on, and I want you to break it down for me. Now, the BB is written on, really, with a permanent magic marker. Are the sleeves cut at the correct length, or should they be up above the elbow a little bit more?
Well, it looks like they just got cut yesterday. They don't have the wear to them. Not bad.
Does that mean you made it? I mean, here we are. Now, all of a sudden, people are starting to dress up like you at Halloween. I mean, that's not Joe Bellino, right? That's you used to dress up like him back in the days of Annapolis,
I sure did.
Right?
Number 27, yeah. I used to wear his helmet around and go on trick-or-treating. Yeah, it's a creative costume.
That's pretty creative. Yeah, it's not like Rex Ryan with the big belly, but that's a good one right there. All right, if you want to ask the coach a question, like Mike did, you got to follow us on Twitter, @Patriots, #BB. We'll be back later in the show with the Bell Strader. We're going to take a look at.
Well, we had a few good plays in London. Some of the play-action passes went well in that game.
Sounds good. Maybe some of Gronk's touchdown celebrations. All right, we'll be back later in the show with the Bell Strader, but first, more of All Access right after this.
Coming up on All Access.
We go one-on-one with Patriots quarterback Tom Brady.
You know, I think we've been pretty well-rounded this year between the run game, the pass game.
And later, Coach Belichick goes to the Belistrator to show us some of the key plays from the win over the Rams.
That eliminates the pursuit. It really cuts off the defense here.
You're watching Patriots All Access.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Gillette, the official shave of the New England Patriots. By Subway, the official training restaurant of the New England Patriots. And by Ace Ticket, the official travel partner of the New England Patriots. This week's player profile is brought to you by Pepsi.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time to sit down now with the quarterback. Tom Brady joins me. And you self-scout as a team. I've had the opportunity to sit with you here for three straight years now. You self-scout more so than anybody else. What has Josh's return done for you or bettered you as a quarterback and, more importantly, bettered you guys as an offensive unit?
Well, you know, I think we've been pretty well-rounded this year between the run game, the pass game, spreading the ball around to the different receivers. Wes is obviously still, you know, a huge portion of the offense, and Gronk and what he's been able to do the first 8 weeks. But to add Brandon, to still have Deion, to get the running backs more involved in the pass game, as well as to be able to run the ball as efficiently as we have. And regardless of how many runs we've had, I think the production in that area is what's been really valuable to this offense, because teams just can't, you know, play pass coverage all day. At some point, they have to come up and try to stop Stephen, or he's going to gain 8.7 a carry like he did against the Rams.
You mentioned all the weapons you have. 07, you guys put up some fantastic numbers. We remember that year. This isn't that year. Teams line up to defend you. Is this the most skilled offensive set you've had in your career here as a Patriot?
I mean, it's hard, you know, from year to year. I would say this is a very diverse group of guys that have very unique skill sets. I mean, Wes Welker has very unique skill sets and what he's able to do. He was a part of that team in 07, yeah. But Rob Gronkowski and Aaron Hernandez, even though Aaron's really played one game for us when he was, you know, really healthy the first game of the year. So, you know, the running backs, you know, Brandon Bolden's only really played one game this year. Hopefully he, you know, comes back from being out, and Steven's done a great job. Shane, when he's got opportunity. Woody's been consistent. You know, the other receivers have been consistent. So, you know, Julian's battled through some injuries. So hopefully when you get healthy, you can finally come together and you can see what it, you know, is going to look like. And maybe you don't, you know, get healthy
right.
All of a sudden.
Maybe that day will never come.
Maybe it won't, but you still got to be able to.
Maybe I should ask you this. Does having all that make your job easier? You get in that huddle and say, you know what, and when you guys are in rhythm, I don't know if anybody can stop you. Does that ever go through your head when you're out there?
Well, you know, we have confidence every time we're out there. I mean, I think there's pressure on me on every play, yeah. But there's pressure on the right guard, too, and there's pressure on the left tackle, too. Like, no, I get that a lot, you know, does it make your job easier? Like, playing professional quarterback's not easy, but playing starting receiver's not easy either. Like, there's, at some point in the play, it's going to be really hard on somebody. And there's a situation, whether it's a pass protection, you're left tackle, and you got Dwight Freeney, you know, maybe a relatively simple read and throw for me, but he's still got to block one of the best pass rushers in the history of the game. So, I mean, that's part of what offensive football's about, 11 guys being on the same page and ultimately stringing it together for a long enough time to put enough points on the board.
I'm coming back to you. I ain't done. Keep getting open.
You're pretty vocal on the sidelines. And maybe that falls more on you because you and Vince, you're the obvious veterans on this football team. You're the vocal leaders. Have you become more vocal as a leader?
Yeah, I'd say. And I think I feel more comfortable and competent in that position than I ever have, just because, you know, there's nobody for me to look around to and go, well, are they going to say something? Because I'm the guy that, you know, I feel like I've had some experience, I have some valuable experience that hopefully I can share with some of the younger players, just like I had when I was a young player, looking up to Teddy and Rodney and, you know, Willie and, you know, those guys, Drew, you know, who was always a great example. So, you know, hopefully I can be a great example for those guys. That's part of what my role is.
Teams line up to defend you.
We'll have more of our conversation with quarterback Tom Brady next week.
Not that you're at the end, because I'm sure you feel you can play six more years.
Yeah.
It seems like you're really enjoying it.
It's only short.
Seven. No, you said four last year.
Four? There's no way. Hopefully I got more than that.
All right, we got this on tape, so you know.
I know.
Six. Coach is going to hold you to it.
I know.
But, is that a fair statement? You're enjoying this.
Oh, I love it. I mean, there's nothing I'd rather do.
Time now for Turf, brought to you by Gillette Pro Fusion. That's why I'm shaved. That's why he shaved so nicely, Christian Fourier.
And it's the bye week.
It's the bye week. What are you doing the bye week?
A day of rest. A weekend of rest.
Oh, come on. Self-scout. Self-scout.
Okay, we'll self-scout.
Well, she could buy a pass rush. And how do you do that? First-rounders, second-rounders. Big Vince, he's a former first-rounder.
Vince Wolfork. I mean, really, this is what teams have to do.
I'll be the center.
They have to take two people to block him because one guy can't stop him. He's either going to bull rush you, and he's quick enough to run right by you.
So it's not one-on-one. I've got to step down.
And here comes a guard, and you got to take two. So now what does that do?
Hey, Cunningham, one-on-one on the backside. I'll be Cunningham. So now all of a sudden you line him outside, and he's a big guy. You know, last year this guy's put on about 20 pounds. One-on-one thing. Now all of a sudden you can start the spin moves, all this. One-on-one athletic players. So you do it with him.
And now you got who behind him?
Chandler Jones, one-on-one on the outside. And number 54, who's all healthy. So here I come. I'm him. I spin. Here he comes underneath. Cunningham, Hightower, boom, boom. Pick your poison.
Well, you know, it's all about matchups, too. You know, if you find a weak sister somewhere along the lines, you put Vince in that situation, two guys on him, find a way to single up one of the other defensive ends or one of the linebackers.
And the best way to help a young secondary in coverage is to do what?
Get sacks on the quarterback. And sacks. The best way to end a segment is to get out of here.
Chandler was a leader. He was our captain, so he was looked to in the school community as a kid who was going to lead. He wasn't the stereotypical jock going to play Division I college football. He was the opposite. He was a kid that when he walked around the school, you wouldn't know he's an athlete at all, other than the fact that he was 6'5 and 240. He was just that good of a kid.
Manning fires to the right, it is tipped. Going to be hit and dropped, and the ball is on the ground.
That is a great defensive play again by Chandler Jones.
First time I saw him play, he was playing modified football, so he was a seventh or an eighth grader. We would go down typically and watch some of the younger guys practice, and he stood out just because of his size more than anything else. But the way he ran, the things, you thought that if he grew into his body, he really could be something special.
The New England Patriots select Chandler Jones, defensive end, Syracuse.
I'm a New York Jet fan. I was a season ticket holder for the New York Jets when I was young, and an interesting story. The night that we watched the draft, my son is also a diehard Jet fan, and we're watching the draft, and they say Chandler Jones to the Patriots, and I start to well up, like I am now. And my son goes, no, come on, not the Patriots, Dad, anyone but the Patriots. Being we're a bunch of Jet fans. If Chandler Jones sacks Sanchez or Tebow 8 times, I'm going to be ecstatic. I'll be ecstatic. My loyalty runs to a kid before it does to a helmet.
And that was rookie Chandler Jones.
He's going to hit, going to be sacked.
But Rashawn Wilson going to be sacked. What a play by Chandler Jones.
We love each other. I mean, you know, we finish a lot of our texts with I love you. You know,
it's something that goes on here. We tell all our players that we love them. That's our job. That's why he feels I'm influential. That's more important than the X's and O's. Right?
That was Chandler Jones' path to the NFL.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access. Time now for the Bellustrator, brought to you by Putnam Investments. A little treat for you right here. Take a look at the Rams game. A couple big plays. What do we have, Coach?
Well, we'll start on defense. This is the interception by Alfonso, and thought this is a real good play here by Denard. The Rams are trying to run a double move, what we call a slug-o route, where they come in and run the slant and turn it into a go and puts it up there. Alfonso goes up there and high points the ball. As usual, a lot of good plays in the secondary. Start with some pass rush, and this is Chandler Jones and Justin Francis coming off the edge here to hit Bradford just as he throws the ball.
That's amazing, too, by Darren. You look at him, his hips, instead of turning the other way, keeps the hips open to the ball, which allows him to see it inflate.
Right. And one of the other things about this play is a little scary is Chandler Jones, Justin Francis, Tavon Wilson, Nate Ebner, and Alfonso. And so that's five rookies out there at the same time.
It's five rookies on the road in London against a team they're not used to facing.
Yeah, so I don't know. That's half our defense out there as rookies. But, again, as you said, a real nice play here by Alfonso, keeping his vision back to the quarterback, seeing the ball, mm-hmm. high pointing it, going up and getting it. Nice big turnover for us.
That's a good sign for you guys because, you know, you're playing the football in the air, and now you're starting to see these kids make plays.
Yeah, it's definitely shown some improvement there. You know, offensively, one of the things that really helped us in this game was the combination of our running game and the play-action passes. So here's a case where Tom's under center. He fakes the ball to Ridley. This is Donald Thomas pulling, simulating an off-tackle play. And then, of course, here comes Gronk off the line of scrimmage on a little crossing pattern. And, you know, all the defense gets drawn up into the line, and there's a receiver wide open. As you know from playing quarterback, it's almost impossible to get receivers open like this when you just drop back and throw. You know, these are the kind of plays that usually only happen when you have play action. The linebackers displace and play the run, and then you have an opportunity to get guys with a lot of space behind the defense.
I'm sure Tom in year 13, as he's going back, he sees him get the free release. He probably can't get the ball to him fast enough
His
mind.
That's right.
Yeah, you get too excited when you see those.
And so that, of course, ties in with, some of the plays in the running game. And this is another good example here of, the play starts to go to the offensive left, our right as we see it. And, of course, it starts right here with Nate Solder on Quinn driving him out. But really a good part of this play is all the cut blocks on the backside. We're able to get some of these guys, down on the ground on the backside, and that eliminates the pursuit. It really cuts off the defense here. So Ridley can either go inside or outside of the block here on Laurinaitis. Solder's done a nice job here on Quinn, so, there's the space. But when you're able to cut off the backside of the defense here with those backside blocks.
On the backside there?
No, you betcha. Seabass and Wendell. And then Ridley does a nice job of dropping his pads here on Dahl. Really delivers a good blow to the free safety and finishes the run. And then, of course, going into the red zone, kind of this following back up on the play action. This time Tom's in the shotgun. And the same type of play that we ran before to Gronkowski, where we fade, pull the guard, again, the linebacker step up. This time, instead of running Rob across the field, he just comes up the seam there and, finds a big hole in the defense.
Is this similar to the Redskins game from last year, where the one time he got held, I think it was a play fake where Tom still got it to him on the call?
Yeah, it is similar.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
And so there's Rob, and Chris Tom puts right on him there.
It's a little wrinkle if you guys worked on that. Yeah. Maybe you'll change that up during the bye week. All right, Coach, good stuff.
All right.
Good to see you go over there and take care of business. Good luck on the bye.
Thank you.
Your Bellustrator. We'll be back with more All Access right after this.
Patriots All Access is brought to you by Putnam Investments, celebrating 75 years of pursuing performance excellence. Putnam is a proud partner of the New England Patriots. By Bank of America, the official bank of the Patriots. And by Pepsi, the official soft drink of the New England Patriots.
Hey, what's up, Pats fans? I'm Romeo.
And I'm Shauna. This week on Totally Patriots,
Tavon Wilson sits down for Pat's Chat, and Matthew Slater opens up a little bit and tells us that pro football players aren't always smooth dudes.
Get called Steve Urkel.
Plus, an exclusive behind-the-scenes look at Pat Patriot himself. It's going to get a little wild this weekend. Saturday morning at 10, join us on MyTV 38.
Welcome back to Patriots All Access, everyone. Time now for our panel discussion with Mike Reese and Paul Perillo. And I have to say this, no question, this was the most consistent game the Patriots are coming off of.
I knew if I kept predicting that this was the kind of game the Patriots are going to play,
sooner or later
it was going to happen. Yeah, I absolutely agree with you, Steve. Offensively, I think they got back to a little bit of what they do best. And defensively, Mike and I were talking about this before we started. They got a couple of stops, and they allow the gap to stretch out, and that's the kind of complementary football that this team is going to need. And then special teams, I thought, were solid once again. All around, it was a very impressive performance.
Yeah, I'd put this one right there with the season opener against Tennessee. Maybe this one a little bit better because the Patriots were so banged up, Steve. I thought it reflected a lot of their toughness, both physically and mentally, to head over to London and play this game. And in the locker room afterwards, the theme was, it's about time. We knew we had this in us. It took us a little bit longer to put this type of game together. I think it's good for them to know that this is what they're capable of.
Not to take anything away from this win, but were the Patriots that good? Or were the Rams that bad?
It was a little bit of both, but I thought the Patriots made the Rams that bad. And I thought the Patriots took the Rams' will to play. I don't think the Rams really competed much in the second half. Mm-hmm. And that's because of what the Patriots did to them. I think they just moved the ball at will against the defense that I think probably went into the game feeling pretty good about itself. It was a top 10 defense, and they had no answers whatsoever for anything New England wanted to do offensively.
A combination to me of both things, but I thought what interested me was Tom Brady saying that really the Rams didn't do defensively what we thought they were going to do, and we had to adjust, and I thought they adjusted so well.
You got to hand the offensive line a whole lot of credit because they were blocking. They gave Brady all day to throw the football.
Yeah, Steve, you really do. I mean, you look at back and, you know, Mike brought up the Tennessee game way back when. It seems like so long ago, but it really wasn't that long ago that we were all sitting here wondering what the offensive line was going to perform like. Specifically, the tackles that kind of struggled. Vollmer was not healthy during the preseason. Nate Solder had his struggles. And I remember in Tampa Bay, when you guys were out there for the practices, Dante Scarnecchia took us aside and talked to everybody. I wasn't one of the guys there to hear this, but certainly I caught wind of it. And he just said, hey, relax. This is going to be fine. Mm-hmm. This is going to be fine in no uncertain terms. Matt Light was just like Nate Solder back in 2001. Don't worry about it. Well, you know what? 8 weeks later, Dante Scarnecchia couldn't have been more right. Nate Solder and Sebastian Vollmer have dominated the last month against some very, very good pass rushers.
And Paul, the way Paul tells the story, he makes it sound like Dante was calm that day.
I almost make it sound like
he
was
fiery. I mean, that was one of my favorite moments because Dante doesn't talk to the media, Steve. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's his choice. But he wanted to talk that day. It was almost like he was seeking us out because he needed to protect his guys.
I loved it.
What he talked about was, what do you think it was like in 2001 when Matt Light, a second-round draft choice out of Purdue, was trying to replace Bruce Armstrong, a Patriot Hall of Famer? Do you think we had all the answers that day?
Great point. We
didn't. It's a process. And that was, you know, we forget that in the media. We judge things. We want the
That's
answers
great coaching
right now.
Right there too. Yeah.
And listen,
That's
you know, Steve,
point.
You know, we talk about St. Louis and how good they are, how bad they are, how impressive this win is. Chris Long and Robert Quinn are outstanding defensive ends. They were not even noticeable during that game. And that's a testament to Dante and a testament to Solder and Vollmer.
Yeah, and I'm glad you mentioned testament to Solder and Vollmer because I think Scarnecchia deserves credit, but I think we have to be careful here of giving too much credit to the coach when it's the players
mm-hmm.
that have to come out and do it. And that's Nate Solder, first-round pick last year, getting the job done. And Vollmer, healthy, you see what a difference he makes on the right side.
All right, the bye week is upon us. Okay, what can the Patriots take away from this bye week? How do you want to focus on, what would Belichick be focusing on this week? What does he tell the players?
Well, Belichick and the coaches obviously are going to take a look at everything that they did in the first half and figure out their tendencies and self-scouting and all that stuff. But Mike touched on this a little bit about how impressive the win was. This team is really beaten up a little bit. And they're going to need some time, I think, to get guys like Aaron Hernandez, Logan Mankins. You know, it gives, you know, in Mankins' case, almost a full month now. He missed two games, then the bye week. So that's a good amount of rest. Hopefully, Hernandez, Mankins, Gronkowski still laboring out there. Some of the guys, Patrick Chung, Steve Gregory, that have been out for a little bit here.
These are key players.
It allows you to get these guys a little bit of rest here, and they're not going to be 100%. We know they're not going to play the last eight games at 100%, but if they can get on the field and use this bye, you know, this two-week rest period to their advantage, I think it helps the team.
I agree with that, and then I'll focus on the mental side of it, Steve. I mean, what a grind. You get to the midpoint of the season, and if you think back, their last two preseason games were also on the road. So if I'm doing my math right, I think it was 7 of the last 10 games they've played going back to preseason were on the road. And that's a lot of travel. It's a lot of just mental grind, short weeks, long weeks, all that stuff. I think get away from it. Clear your head. Come back refreshed on Monday. Prepare for the Buffalo Bills.
Well, 5-3, they're halfway through the season. And that's a good thing.
That's where they were last year.
And that's where you want your bye, too. It's a good time for a bye.
All right, guys. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Steve.
Well, for Mike Reeks and Paul Perillo, that will do it for this week's edition of Patriots All Access. I'm Steve Burton. Have a great week, everyone. See you later.